Hello and welcome to Pro U Podcast episode number 469. Moving forward. Pretty self-explanatory episode title for myself. It was just, hey, here we are, moving forward. New year, 2024, first episode. And I had a bunch to share. Like, I had a couple cool stories that happened before, like, the first of the year. So I kept on sticky note here, sticky note there, sticky note here. And then yesterday was this amazing day for Zen and I. And then this morning, I had this thought. I'm like, oh, yeah, I should write about that. And then I have this thought. I'm like, it's Wednesday. It's the only day that I identify. I go, water Wednesday. It's when I water plants. So I'm out there watering. I'm like, I like watering plants. And I'm like, I like my plants. I like the whole, and I'm like, I don't know if I've ever shared that or spoken about that, but I mean, I really enjoy having these plants and taking care of these plants, because I've had some within this last year. I got some new succulents. I got some in the house, some outside. I kind of made a pot with like three different ones in them, and I set up on my workbench that I don't use a whole lot anymore. I got like two kind of new succulent setups growing there, and then I got the ones outside and the big ones in the house. And I'm like, I just dig that. But then I thought, wow, like, that's the only day that's different, or that I identify the day of the week with. And that's something I talk about, is how I have achieved, and I use that word specifically, living that life. It's Groundhog's Day to me. Every day's the same. It's not different. But Water Wednesday, that's a little different. So it's all good news, all great stories. You know, I get my things going in November and December. So, you know, come January 1st, I'm doing the new things, doing the new challenges, experiencing, you know, I'm already a little better at the things I started doing. And I share, again, the new stuff I'm doing, because, you know, they benefit me. The choices I'm making, they benefit me. The challenges I'm putting forth for myself, challenging myself, is only making me feel better, and it's only making me grow. So that's the stuff that I'm sharing. Hope your holidays were wonderful. Happy New Year. Thank you, thank you, thank you for your continued support and continued listening. I appreciate you. Holler, holler, holler. Message me, email me, proupodcast@gmail.com. If you have anything to share, questions, comments, interested in online training, would love to hear from anyone at any time. Enjoy. Hello, and here it is, 2024. To 2023, I closed the door. I learned a lot, but I want to learn more. Deeming myself worthy is at my core. Continuing to pause, reflect, and restore. Pushing the stone up the hill every day is not a chore. Just get a little better than before. To 2024, I look forward to all it has in store. Sat down, compiled, organized my sticky notes, got all fired up, turned on the mic and went, wait, write a poem. That's kind of what happened. And then just before I sat down, I'm like, oh yeah, write that down. Like, I thought of, oh yeah, write that. Oh yeah, yeah, and that. So obviously I'm excited to be back. The PYP. In 2024, and it was kind of cool because it wasn't even the end of the year, and I'll share this story, but I'm like, oh, that would have been a great story to add to the year-end one. I'm like, well, I'll save it for the first one of 2024. So here we are at number 469, and I've entitled this Moving Forward just basically because that's what we did. It was 2023, here we are, 2024, moving forward. Sun rises, sun sets, clouds pass. We get a day older, we're moving forward. How you deal with that, how you handle that is on you. And I'm going to share how I've been doing that. So first sticky note, 2023, the year of the golden morning. And it was funny because like building this, you know, whatever, I always come up with terms, but it was like this solid day. Like do this and do this and, you know, do these things, little things done consistently, but kind of build that day. And it was just the toughest time of the morning, the toughest, most challenging time of the day were the mornings. And all of a sudden it was, you know, right at the time of Zen's first knee surgery in April, I kind of started going, okay, I'm going to get up and meditate, and I'm going to journal, and, you know, I'm going to go to the park, and I'm going to, and I started kind of doing this stuff. And again, I wasn't perfect, and that's the biggest thing I stress with people, is like, it was so hard, and it's hard for everyone, for me to start things. Because I got to think of this, oh, I got to have it down. I got to do it right. I got just one more thing I got to add. And it's like, no, be crappy. Be really bad at it. Just start. Do it just for a little itty bit. And that will grow. And when it grows, you're going to feel better about that thing growing. So all these little bitty things that I wasn't mastering, I wasn't doing well, just kind of started to make me feel good. And all of a sudden, I was like, oh, my God. The most challenging time of the day, the morning, has now become the best time of the day. I could count on it. I get up, boom, I walk Zen. I know exactly what I'm accomplishing in that 30 minutes. I know the, you know, four or five things that I'm going to do, you know, mentally, and, you know, just the tasks that I have at hand for that. I come home, I'm like, okay, make coffee, meditate, journal, you know, just boom, boom, boom. And it's like 10 o'clock and I'm like, I'm done. I feel fantastic. And because that was sustainable, I'm like, just, it hit me so powerful. Like I just got up going, oh, this isn't right. This is still bad. What am I going to do? It's a free day. I don't have clients. I don't have enough money. What a future. Blah, 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 blah. Just woke up with this big, heavy cloud that I just thought was like, well, that's me. I wake up with that every day. No, it's a choice. So, like, again, just going, okay, this is just the golden morning because I count on it. Like, four-ish, between four and five, I'm up. You know, doing the Zen walk. And by 10, I have most of like the things I need to get done for myself done. And I feel great. Now, is it a little challenging at times getting through the rest of the day if there's nothing planned or nothing going on or no clients? Yes, of course. But I'm like, I'll take that. I don't live in, you know, Israel. I don't live in Gaza. I don't live in Ukraine. You know, I'm not homeless. You know, I'm, you know, I didn't just get, you know, my home swept away in a tornado. My home just didn't get flooded. You know, it's like, again, that whole thankfulness, 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 gratitude, 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 mindfulness, mindfulness, mindfulness. You know, just work on this stuff. How I started the podcast that's about to turn 9. And it's just, again, through that repetition of doing those little things and building that moment and then counting on it and going, okay, I've got this challenge. Like I got the rest of the day and nothing planned, but the rest of the day I feel good. The rest of the day I know I had another golden morning. The rest of the day I'm thinking about, I've had a golden morning, you know, ever since, you know, Zen's, you know, second knee surgery. And it was like, okay, I'm doing it. So it's like a sustainable thing. It's achievable. And I'm like, I can just count on feeling way better than ever before because now I do this. Now, you know, I do this morning schedule. Yes. But are there times it's not perfect? Yes. Are there times I'm still whatever? Yes. I'm not talking about perfection, but I know my past experience better than anyone. Thus, I know my present experience and the huge dichotomy between the two. So that's super, super, super rewarding. And again, if I look back, it's the most challenging year of my life in a long time. And it was the most rewarding. That's never happened. I've had challenging years, but I've never had a challenging year that was so rewarding. And I was so highly aware of the challenges and of the rewards. And I was present. And I just like success, successful year, best year of my life, 2023. 2024 is going to be a little bit better. Boom. I just said that. So my favorite Canadian assassin, my producer, Nico, he's the one that shared this wonderful story. at the end of the year, and it was about having a flat tire, which he which he had. And I'll just kind of give you the short version of it. You know, you're put in a test, which is something happens that you didn't plan on at a time that you didn't plan on happening. Thus, it's a test. And in this moment of this test, he was faced with this. All right, do you want to be the older version of you, or would you like to try something new and do this new version thing? Make these different choices. And it was almost that simple. And it just clicked. It fell into place. And his night went on. And he had this great night. And he just owned this. I have a story now. Because of what I chose to do. My chosen response. That I know the value in it. Along my journey of personal growth. And I'm going to share this with Tom. So he's like, I got a great story. And he sends me a picture of a flat tire. And I'm like, this is, if he's got a great story, I believe him. But if it's about a flat tire, and I'm like, oh, this would have been a great story to end the year with. And I'm like, you know what? Be a great story to begin the year with. So just huge shout out for Nico consistently continuing to be himself and growing and becoming aware. And again, it's not like, oh, I'm so good now, I don't have bad reactions. I don't have bad thoughts. I don't make mistakes. It's none of that. It's just being aware. Oh, I guarantee you I did better in this situation than I ever would have had it happened to me any time prior in my life. Boom, done. Because bad's coming. Suffering's coming. Challenges you did not plan on. Tests that you didn't plan on. Tests that you didn't want to happen when they happen are going to happen. But the knowledge is going, I know those things are coming, but I know for a fact I will handle them better than ever before in my life. Dude, that just makes you, you know, it's like, okay, I got a little bit of confidence going into some bad, suffering, uncomfortable moments. Well, I'm just saying, it doesn't make it easy, but it just makes it way more manageable. And, you know, Nico gets that. Love you, Nico. Love you. So this was the first holiday season where it was really, I didn't think about the days. I didn't think about like, oh, because I remember in the past going, okay, so it's, you know, it's Thanksgiving and I'm not with people and I'm kind of like, I was just kind of aware, like I'm doing good, but I'm like thinking about, well, how am I doing on this day when, you know, for X amount of years I did this and a bunch of people are still, this like that little conversation going on in the head. And I don't like force that. I don't try to kick it out. It's like whatever happens, clouds pass, whatever. You know, your brain's going to keep creating thoughts. And I was sitting there, it was the Monday before Christmas, and a client said, so are you cool for training next Monday? And I was like, yeah, what's next Monday? And he's like, Christmas. And I was like, that's so cool. Like, I didn't know. And then it kind of just happened, and I was like outside of it. You know, I kept telling like a group of people I didn't know said, we're going to go out drinking late tonight. I'd be like, okay. Like it there would be no effect on me. Like I wouldn't think about it. I wouldn't care. I wouldn't wonder. Like it would spend no time in my brain. And that's kind of like, oh, it's the holiday season. Oh, it's Christmas. Oh, people. It's like, it was just nothing. And I was just like so unaffected. And then it was that Monday. And I had, I think, I don't know, one or two clients. And then it was just Zen and I. And the Sunday, you know, Christmas Eve, and Monday, it was like it gets quiet in L.A., you know, just kind of in December. But that week in between Christmas and New Year's, it was just, but it started Christmas, like the Saturday before Christmas Eve. It just was like, I was like, it just seems extra slow. And it was just quiet and no traffic and no people. And everyone was Zen, was just chill. And it was just like, it was like, it just seemed even more quiet. And I just appreciated it more. Like, I just remember just thinking, man, this, I love how quiet it is. I completely 100% like I'm glad I didn't or don't go anywhere, you know, during the holidays and deal with everything that people deal with at that time of year. So love that. Love that, love that. And so this is, yeah, so this is what I want to go into, which is pretty trippy. I've talked about the movie Groundhog's Day. Like, I've had two podcasts, I think, about the movie. And I think, I don't even know what the first one was about, but I remember the second time going, I watched that movie and it felt differently because I was just way different. And I didn't watch the movie again, but I just remember the second time going, see, it's like kind of gratitude. You know, gratitude is saying, you know, what I have is enough. And it's like, I don't want this life. I don't want this life. I don't want these things to happen. I'm going to argue with reality. All right, let me know how that goes. Well, we know how it went. You know, Bill Murray's character, just over time, it's like he's just beaten. You know, okay, you want bad, it's going to be bad. You want bad, it's going to be bad. Pick bad, you're going to have bad experience, bad. Go ahead, keep doing it. Like, let me know when you want to stop pounding your head on the brick. And that's like, oh, I can go this way? Yeah. Now, he didn't get out of the town. He didn't change the day. He didn't change the events. He just changed himself. So now he was going through that day thankful that those things were happening, that he was getting to do that same thing again and do it better and improve and learn things and meet people and grow and prosper and all. So it's like, again, same world, same everything, just different version of that dude. And then I was thinking about it about a week or so ago. And I was like, I've said it, you know, today, you know, year 21,476 for me. That's what I kind of keep track of. Because it's like, I don't, like, oh, I got a client today. I don't go, oh, on this day I got, you know, oh, that means this day the weekends are off. It's, you know, Sunday is this. It's like nothing anymore. There's no anything. It's like I get up every morning and I do the same thing, the same way. You know, Zen might change the walk in the morning, but I do the same exact things no matter where we walk. We walk for about the same time. I come home, I do the same thing. Boom, 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 boom. And then I got that afternoon. I'll typically have time off. And I'm like, okay, I'm going to take Zen here. We're going to do this. I'm going to boom, 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 boom. But it's like there's no day that's significant. And you take out the holidays. You know, I don't celebrate my birthday. It's just like every kind of day is the same. But here was the joy. It was like, you know, I didn't care. I was like, oh, I recognize now that I'm experiencing Groundhog's Day, but I don't care. Like, I'm like, cool, I know what to count on, I know what to expect, and I enjoy it. Like, I don't go, oh, I got to take Zen. I mean, I've taken Zen on 4 or 5 walks every day for 8 years. I mean, it's not every walk is, you know, brand new and different. You know what I mean? I do take them to a bunch of places, but I mean, I like the act of walking Zen. It doesn't matter where we are. It doesn't matter how far we are. I'm, you know, present in that moment and enjoying that moment. So it's just kind of cool where it's like, that's what I wrote. I go, Groundhog's Day again, because I've spoken on the podcast before, but I'm like, I've achieved it now. And I loved it that I wrote it down like that. I've achieved it. You know, that's a status, not that I was gunning for, focused on, you know, even really conscious about it, but I was conscious about that movie and that little similarity just hit me. And I'm like, you know, now that my life is kind of blended into that Groundhog's Day, it's not like, well, how are you going to be in? It's like, no, I'm fine before I recognize that. I just like how I recognized it in a positive way. I was like, God, you know what? My days are all the same, and I dig it. You know, don't travel, don't really go that many places, you know, don't see that many people. And I'm like, yeah, and I dig my life. So it's like all those little bitty choices years ago until, like, you know, the full press from 50 to 58 got me here. And I just don't care. I don't care about anything because I got here. All right. First thing I did, and this is that thing about do things, because they just make you feel good. If you would have asked me any time in the past, hey, what's your 5-year plan? I would have just gotten mad. I hated that question. And I didn't know why, but it was just like, I don't like, and I look back now and there's so much noise in my head. I couldn't control my thoughts, anything that was going on in my head. I'm like, how do you have space, time, room to think about? Like, I don't have no power over today. How could I possibly know? You know, it's like growing up. Is dad coming home in a bad mood? I don't know. Just be freaking highly sensitive and be, because it could be really bad. Okay, it wasn't bad. Well, is it going to get bad tonight? Will it be bad? You know, it's like that. You know, I was in that state of, well, what's going to happen? What are you doing in 5 years? How? I just remember hating that question. At one point, it was kind of a goal list, but it was more of, it's kind of like a pump me up thing. I started writing down things I had achieved, you know, black belt and karate and, you know, whatever the things were, you know, being in a show in Vegas and just kind of built it. And I remember adding it. I remember I had like 145 things on this list that I don't even know if I still have it, but I would look at it to kind of be, and it wasn't a goal list, but it was a thing of accomplishments. And this is my client. I didn't have my phone silenced. Where am I? Goals. So, 7 years ago, I remember I started going, okay, I'm going to do these thank yous. I'm going to say thank you 10 times a day. And it was for my faith, my health, Zen's health. And the next year, I just was like, oh, I'll do 20. And then I'm like, oh, I'll do 30. And then I remember, it was like right around that time, I'm like, I'm going to add a fourth one, which was, I'm thankful for right now. So it was my faith, my health, Zen's health, and right now. Then year 5, 6, I added a fifth one, which is because I had this new belief in me, which I never really had before. It's like, wow, I can do this. You know, I'm doing it. Like me. Like, I'm really like, and I believed in that. And I got better. Like, oh, that year got better. And it's like my best year, 2020. And then it got better. And I was just like, God, it was like, you're doing this. And I was like, I just have that belief in myself now. So those things continued. So in my head, it was, again, I always kind of start this stuff November, December, no real plan, but I'm not the New Year's resolution guy. Like, if I have a thought in October, I'm like, oh, I'm going to start that. You know, again, I don't have to be perfect, but I started it. Come January, I'll probably be way better at it. And that's exactly what it was. And again, the morning things, I know, you know, I do 20 of these, I do 40 of these, I do this 5 times, I do this 20 times, you know, these just little things that I do along the walk. It's just, I'll do more, I'll add one, I'll do this and that. And then I was like, okay, I'm doing the balancing, I'm doing the, you know, kicks, you know, I kept bringing things in. It's like, oh, I want to take a cold shower, and I want to drink more water, you know, just keep challenging, but it was all in my head. And I kept hearing, and it was about this, it's a baseball player, this Asian baseball player that the Dodgers just got. And they, you know, the biggest, you know, contract, most money. And he's like the first two-way player. Like, he pitches and he hits. Nobody does that. It's like the last guy to do that was Babe Ruth, which is a long time ago. But it's like, you know, pitching's its own thing, its own everything. How you train, how you rest, how everything about it is different than someone who plays the, you know, rest of the field and gets up and bats. And he able to kind of do that and get it going. And so I was just like, kind of, I don't care about baseball, don't watch it, but I was kind of interested. So there's a documentary on him, and I watched, I totally forget his name, but I just remember that he's like, he had written down this like plan. He goes, in the center of this thing, it's like, I want to be drafted by 8 teams. And then he had like these diagrams around that, and these other diagrams around that, because it was in, you know, Chinese or Asian or whatever. But he got all embarrassed because it was this detailed plan of what to do, work on, so 8 teams would draft him. And people are like, hey, who would write that? Like, I want to be drafted by 1 team. Thank you, Jesus. You know, what's all I'm going to just please 1 team draft me. He's like, I want to be drafted by 8 teams, and here's how I'm going to do it. And then they show him. He's like, I wrote that for me. I didn't, that was never for anyone to see. Like, he was all like, but it was just that. And then he spoke about the power of writing it down. And I'm like, why wouldn't I try that? Like, I hated journaling because it was just like, here's the bad I'm feeling. And I'm like, okay, throw that book away. Here's another time I'm suffering and struggling and I'm writing it down. I'm like, okay, throw that book away. It was just everything that was correlated to journaling to me was just yuck. I don't like doing it because I like writing down bad, and I'm not going to reread it because it's bad. And why would I do that? Now it's a totally different thing. Hey, Tom, it's like me observing myself. Hey, Tom, this is what you're feeling. This is what you were thinking. Hey, this is what you're going on. Hey, you woke up a button. Sometimes I write, I don't have anything to say. And then yesterday morning, it was 5 pages. I actually made a note. Like, it's the most I've ever journaled in a morning. And I had no clue. Like, I got up and finished meditating. I'm like, I don't really have a whole lot to write. And all of a sudden, it was just this floodgate. I'm like, I love that. Like, if I got a bunch of stuff to write, cool. If I got nothing to write, cool. But I'm like, look what I'm allowing to happen. And I'm like, and that was kind of the trigger. It was like, okay, watch. And then, you know, Mosier writes down his goals every year, looks over them, you know, does the whole process. And I'm like, okay, so I like that guy. I like this guy. They're doing it. I'm doing better. Every little thing that I've done for me has made me feel better. Why don't I do this? So I did. I'm like, okay, you know, 58 going on 59, and the first time ever I'm going to write down my goals. And I'm like, so I started writing them down, like what I'm doing, and this is what's happening. And I'm like, okay, here's something I could add to or shoot for. And then I wrote down this number, and I was like, I'm like, I just folded it up and put it at my desk. And I'm like, I'm just going to enjoy. And again, if I think of something, I might pull it out and add to it. Like, again, there's no right, wrong, good, or bad to do it. My freaking goal list, I'll write it, do whatever I want with it. But I thought, if I just, again, now don't look at it the rest of the year, and then come December, pull it out and then go, oh, cool. There's no judgment. There's no critique. There's no bad. There's no right, wrong. It's just, okay, let me just see what I wrote down and see where I am. And you know, it's about me. So it's a total feel good thing. No matter how much I progress, no matter how many new things I do, no matter anything, it's just what I've been doing for the last 3 years, I'll continue to do consistently. So I know at the end of this year, next year, I'm going to feel good. I know that fact. And mark my words, I just will. Now, again, does that mean I get everything and didn't have bad days and didn't have bad moments and didn't make mistakes? No. But this version of me is like, I can handle this stuff now. I get it. I can do it. So totally stoked about that. Congrats, Tom. So I'm at the park. This is a couple weeks ago, and I meet this cool dog, and I start playing with him, and the owner's a little bit away, and I'm like, oh, is this Morty? And how is he? Like, nine. I'm like, no way. And Zen's going to turn nine, and he's pulling with a little stick, and so I grab the stick, and he starts kind of growling, and but his tail's wagging. I'm like, this is just like Zen. So the more I played with him, the more he kind of, it's like different dog totally, but, you know, almost the same size, a little bigger than Zen, but the whole playing thing and growling, he's just a sweet dog. And so this a couple weeks ago, and I see him again. And I start, you know, playing with his dog. I'm like, dude, I love your dog. And I make a couple comments. And then he made a couple comments. And kind of we started chatting. And Ozzy's like, yeah, well, I'm moving. And I'm like, how come? And he's like, well, you know, this park. I said, this park? I go, like, something happened. He's like, well. So he tells me this story where this old guy kind of came up and kind of stepped to him. Probably disrespected him somehow. But it turned out that this guy was going to be a problem. So they kind of went back and forth. And then this guy actually watched where he walked home and called his manager and got him in trouble. Like this whole thing. So this guy was kind of angry and this and that. But there was something about this. Again, he called himself Ice. I said, hey, I'm Tom. And he's like, Ice. And I'm like, really? I'm like, all right, let's just go. Like, I didn't care. I'm like, you want to call yourself Ice, dude? You call yourself. But it was just something about him where I'm like, this is kind of a younger version of you. Like, they could just tell. Like, he's like, dude, you ain't going to step to me. Like, you ain't going to do da, 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 da. So I just went to this thing going, all right, dude, here I am. And I told him the protecting the parking lot and the windshield breaking and, you know, dudes being in your head. And it's like, well, that's weakness. You can't control your reaction. You can't control your mind. People are living in your head rent-free. That's weak. I was kind of talking like that to him. And he was just sitting there. He's just like listening. And it was all like cool. And I go, dude, I am judging you. I said, you're not broke. You don't need to be fixed. But I said, there's something about you, I said, that I see that is hearing me going, if I could actually choose to live a little bit better life by making these little choices and not letting that anger thing. I could just kind of tell he was like kind of tracking what I was saying. So I go, hey, and I forget. I go, oh, I'll leave you with this. I forgot what it was, but I'm walking. He goes, hey. He's like, that was some, and I forget what he said, but he's like, you know, that was some deep stuff. Like he was, you know, like it landed. Like you could tell this isn't that type of guy. He didn't come there for that, you know, and he's this young, brash kid named himself Ice. You know what I mean? But when he talked about his dog, and I loved his dog, and I didn't care, I just played with your dog. And he's like, you just don't, because I talked about him, like, I'm this guy with this anger and fight and dad and blah blah blah, and you step up and I'm blah blah blah, blah. And He's like, you're like this light, happy guy now. And I'm like, and it was cool because, again, I'm telling this guy, well, I'm like, yeah. I said, but I'm 58. I go, I'm not judging you, but I'm just saying if I learned how to pick this way of living, like, I would rather do it. And that's what I'll share with you. So I'm like thinking I'm not going to see this kid anymore because he said he's, you know, not coming back to park and he was moving. And a little bit later after me walking, because Zen was walking slow, he kind of crossed the road where we were walking. He's a little bit behind me. Now he's going to turn the corner. He goes, hey. And I turn around, I'm like, hey. He goes, I'll see you again. and I was like, all right, I look forward to it. Because like, he's like, I want to see you again, kind of tone to it. And it was just, again, I forget, like, there's like another day where I talked to someone and I walked by some cops and then I went to the grocery store and like two out of the three people are like, hey, good energy. Thanks for your, you know, like, oh, that was like, and I'm like, see, that's who I can be. I can be function at that level. That version of me is right now. That's possible. That's doable. Now, every day, every moment, all the time. Possible, but it's going to take work. It just doesn't happen naturally. People bug me, you know. People will come up and push my button because right when I left the park and I was feeling that way, I thought of a few moments where I'm like, yeah, but I just don't got it. I'm perfect. Like, I'm still working on things. I was like, why is that person in your head though? Like, why? You don't like them or this or that or you, but it's like, but why? You have a good life. All is well. What does it matter what they're doing, like, at all? But I just keep getting better at it. I keep better at it. And I just get this more clarity where I'm like, okay, look at this point right here and look at this point. Do you want to be like just that? What's the word? Just abrupt to myself. Just calling myself out. That is the thought that you can't get out of your head. What does that say about you? And I'm like, okay. I know where I'm headed. All right. So that was that story. I did a art project, which was kind of cool over the break. I don't even know what inspired. I haven't made something in a long time, but there's that part when you're creative that you kind of yearn to do it. So all of a sudden I go into like this, my closet where I've got some wood. And I remember I just had a piece of actually like driftwood. And then like this small piece that would be considered a base. And I said, what if I just grab this little piece like that and I could somehow balance it on that and put this all together. And it was just that. It was almost like a challenge. Like, you know, maybe it's slower over the holidays and got something to work on. So I started putting this thing together. Everything I used, everything I needed, everything to make this thing happen was in my house. I always call myself found art. I'm like, everything I needed, I found in my house. But, you know, I'm just slowly putzing away. And I'm like, I like that. I like working with my hands. I love sanding wood. I love staining wood. I love this, making the wood smooth. Well, then I added this small piece. So the whole thing started being this piece of driftwood that was kind of like three pieces. Like, you know, kind of a Y, but all the pieces kind of like the same length. You know, get that standing on one leg and put it on this like 4x4 piece of wood, but then put that 4x4 piece of wood on like a inch thick piece of wood by three. And I'm like, what if I took one little piece, like a half inch by an inch, and put that underneath the whole thing? So all of this just balanced on this little piece of wood. And then it gets done, and I got it to balance, and I was pretty stoked. And I'm like, I always see like the gaps between the not the branches, but the pieces. So it's like, you know, again, shaped kind of a Y, but they're all the same. So the space in between, I'm like, oh, I'm going to run some string, put some eye hooks on it and run some string. And I do it, and it gets done, and I loved it. I mean, it doesn't serve a function. But in that moment, I was like, I still can make those things. I still like to make that stuff. I didn't have to go buy anything, supply, materials, you know, the eye hooks, the string, everything I had. And I just got done, and it was like, oh, I'm going to, you know, go sell this, or I'm going to post it, or I'm going to, you know, I got to, you know, do it. It was just like, oh, cool, I made this thing. Because I posted on my found art Instagram. But again, it was just I hadn't made anything a long time, and all my time and energy is going to different things right now, and it is creative, but that working with my hands was just great. Like, it was great to revisit that. I made a post social media a couple days ago, and I mentioned two things that were kind of on my heart that I wanted to share. And one was a poem, and it was by this gal named Julie Blue. Is that it? I gotta check really quick. I want to make sure. Wow. There it is. Annie Blue. There it is. I didn't want to miss it. Annie Blue called This Now. And it's actually two lines, but I thought it was three. But the last line I just loved. And I commented when I saw it on Instagram, and then I copied it and came home, and I just kept thinking about it and thinking about it. And then there's this consistent theme over the holidays when I talk to certain people or my clients. And I'm like, those are the two things I'll share, and I'll kind of combine them. So the poem's last line was, this now, right now, only, always. And I was just, yes. I just like hit. I'm like, yep, answer, the end, mic drop, done, boom. Like, I loved that. Like, it's not 5 seconds ago. It's not in 5 seconds. It's not yesterday. It's not tomorrow, next year, last year. Nothing. It's got nothing to do. Your life right now is right now. This now. Only this now. And it will always be. Your life will always be about this moment. And I felt that at the end of the year, like my ability to be present was actually recognizable by people. Like going, hey, Tom, I recognize how present you are. And I'm like, damn, that's dope. And then the theme was, I am the best version I've ever been of myself. But I kept stressing this to people. The point is, it is not because I got everything I wanted. It's not because everything I wanted to work out a certain way worked out that way. Everything I, you know, hoped for, I got. Nope. It was the complete opposite of that. So the big question now at my point in life was like, well, in lieu of not getting those things, in lieu of that not working out, in lieu of the things that you had mentally written down or hoped for or worked at, in lieu of those things not working out, who are you going to be? And I know that's on me. So it's like, well, if I know that it's on me and I'm putting my time and energy and effort into being present and maximizing this life that I'm living in this now, like, can you do any better than that? I'm like, to me, that's success. And I wanted to share that with you guys. So, almost done here. I'm not almost done. I guess I'm almost done with the sticky notes, but I got a few stories left. So, yesterday turns out to be this amazing day. Zen and I go for a walk. Now, everywhere, different places we go, there's kind of like I'll just call it a loop. Like, Zen will turn, I'm like, okay, we're going here. It's a little shorter today. He knows if we walk a little further, the loop's a little bigger. Like, he just has it down. I just follow him. So we've gone to Griffith Park, where you walk the park, and then you go up to where you're walking towards the observatory. There's this path on one side, then he has a big loop, and it comes down the other side. And that's like the farthest loop you can walk. Unless you start going up this little path, that's like a 45-degree angle up to the observatory. And it's like gnarly. And we haven't done it in like 2 years. So we only did it a few times. And it was like hard. Like, I just remember it being like hard. And so if we ever, I think maybe once when we did the big loop, Zen kind of looked up and was like, hey. And I'm like, no, that's gnarly. We're not, like, I get you good. I get you feel good and you're healthy, but we don't need to do that. It was probably more I didn't want to do it because it's like, it's hard. It just is. Like, I end up on my fours a lot of the time. And so anyways, we're walking and I'm like, oh, we're going for a longer walk. And, you know, okay, we're going for the longest walk. So I'm just sitting there chilling and we turn that corner and Nelson Zen stops and he looks at that path going up the mountain. And I'm like, really? You know, it's kind of like a friend going, dude, let's do this today. And I'm like, he knows what it is. Like, that's why he wants to go that way. He's been there. He knows. And it's like how he's running, how he's playing. Like, I can chase the ball. I can run hard. I can do that now. And I'm like, well, are you fragile? And he's like, I'm proving. No, I'm not fragile. I'm fixed. I'm healthy. I'm good. I'm solid. Let's do some stuff. And I'm like, so we start walking and we're going. All of a sudden hits his part and it's just this, like, just right away. And I'm like, wow. So we get a little bit further and I'm thinking in my head going, dude, I'm getting my ass kicked. And I'm like, should I have Zen do this? I mean, he's, you know, every once in a while I got to kind of push his behind up a little lip that's just kind of gnarly because of the incline. It's not because he can't, because he's hurt or injured. It's just like this gnarly thing. So I just kind of push his butt up. And all fours, you have just better traction. But even him, because of the terrain and the loose sand and on hard rock, you know, he would kind of start walking and kind of start sliding. And I have to kind of reach up and push him. And I got one hand down on the ground and one hand on his butt. And so it was like this totally going together because he inspired me. I wasn't doing that without him. I wasn't suggesting we go up. And I was like, should we turn around? Are you sure you're okay? I kept giving him outs. Hey, you want to turn around? We can go around. You want to stop right now? I'm like, and the last like lip is even like the hardest. And I'm like, dude. But we hit one point. I'm like, I'm doing it now. Like, it'd be almost difficult going down this way now. And so we're going. We get to the top. There's all these gnarly spots. And I get up, and there's a bench on the – it's like a fence. So people are like, you know, how did you bend that fence? Because everybody's up alongside, you know, on the road that goes toward the observatory. There's happened to be a bench there and a couple. And Zen and I come out of nowhere up this hill, and I'm like breathing heavy, and I'm like – and they look at me, I go, I'm glad I found you guys. And they started laughing. And I said, you know, Zen just had two knee surgeries, and we haven't done this in a long time. And I go, it kicked my ass. And they pointed, they go, he's fine. I go, I know, he killed it. And I lift up and I go, yeah, but I got these flip-flops on. And they started laughing because I'm wearing flip-flops. So that, like, did not make it any easier. I should have taken them off and went barefoot, but I didn't even have that thought. But something else to carry. So anyways, we come down. It's kind of a, you know, Zen's walking, you know, not bad, but just, you know, a little slower because that was hard. Like, it was literally, because we walked out, like, we had to walk 2 miles before we even got to that 45-degree incline. And that's probably a 15-minute climb where it's just gnarly the whole way. So now we're walking back down. So it's a long walk back down, but it's obviously not as gnarly. So we get to where the park is, and we sit down in the grass, and I'm just chilling there for a little bit. I'm like, let me stretch. I go, my legs are going to be howling. And then I look behind. He's kind of laying a little bit more where the shade is behind me, and he's just sitting there just totally, like, chilling. I'm like, okay, this is perfect. We'll just chill now. And I'm like, I know he's okay. He's, like, not hurt. He's just, we're going to just sit outside. And all of a sudden I hear him go, and I'm like, what? And I turn around, and he's starting to stand. And so my bikes kind of go from him up, like, looking like, what is he looking at? I'm like, well, there's a dog all by itself, huh? Which is never a dog all by itself. It's a coyote. So this is noon, 12:30 in the afternoon, bright, and there's a 2-3 people to, like, our south left of us. I grab my camera and I think I'm recording it, and he's just on this path, like, right behind where we're sitting. So it's about 50 feet. And he's just walking, just totally chilling. Just, I mean, not looking scared, not looking like he's trying to do anything. It's like, literally, he's like a dog just walking by really slow. And then I look and I'm not filming it. I'm not recording it. I got so excited. And then I start recording it again. And it's a little further away, but there's this two people. I couldn't tell if it was a boy or a girl. But they're laying on their stomachs, you know, facing west. And the dog was kind of walking towards them. And then the dog, coyote. And then it sits down about 30 feet from their blanket where they're laying down on their stomachs. So they're just sitting there up on their elbows recording this coyote. And the coyote's just sitting there. And obviously, he's just like, okay, you're around people more and more. They don't bother you. You get used to it. I'm not bothering. You know, I mean, it's just they've done it long enough to where they're, you know, just becoming very, very familiar. But it was in that moment that, like, what a great thing to see something that's wild just walk on by. And I was just like, and again, I'm in that moment going, I can't believe what Zen did. but I can't believe what we did. And it was like we together, you know, me pushing him up, but he kept going. I'm like, all right. And him choosing that path and him going, hey, let's do this. And I'm like, all right, let's do this today. And it was a total buddy thing. And then we're sitting there chilling and I'm reflecting and I'm like, oh, let's have a coyote moment real quick. So we just sat there watching this coyote for like 15 minutes. And then we left before the coyote did. He was just totally chilling on the side of the hill. And that's the end of that story. Last two notes. It was, I don't know when it was, September, October. And I was like thinking for some reason about the next calendar for 2024. And I'm like, well, I just don't, you know, I haven't taken pictures of Zen. You know, I haven't really gone anywhere and blah, blah, blah. And I just, you know, I'm not making anything, found art. And I'm like, all right, I'm like a long time. I've been having calendars for the last like 6-8 years, I think. So I kind of liked looking at it. I, you know, it was like another visual of something that, you know, of Zen, and, you know, because last calendar was of Zen and I. So I was just like walking by another picture of Zen in the house. For some reason, I just like looking at the calendar. Well, I get the new phone whenever I got that, if that was November or December, and it's got the fancy camera on it. And I start taking these cool, amazing portrait pictures of Zen. And I don't even realize it. And it's also like that, whatever, over the break or close to the end of December, whatever. And I'm like, I've got the most amazing new photos of Zen. I'm like, I should make a calendar. And I just got it yesterday. And I opened it up. You know, a little late. I didn't have it on December or January 1st, but I love it. Like, I was like so stoked at, I don't know what it does, but it just made me fire up. And here's the thing I'm going to end with. Which, again, is kind of a funny thing, but it was like right before. It was a thing right before I sat down to record this. It's Wednesday. The only day that has a meaning is Wednesday because I named it Water Wednesday. Because I water my plants on Wednesday. And I've had plants for 8 years. And I've never missed a Wednesday. And I thought, to myself, I was like, oh, Water Wednesday. And I went out and I watered. I'm like, I go, that's the only day that I identify. And then I enjoy me. I do. Because like this all kind of happens. Like I'm out there. I'm like, oh, Water Wednesday. I'm like, it's the only day that has a real meaning. Like, oh, I do this on this day. Every other day is Groundhog's Day. I don't water the plants any other day. I do it Wednesday. I do it every Wednesday. And that's how I remember it. Wednesday. Oh, Water Wednesday. So I'm watering the plants and they're growing cool and I've combined some and I got a couple different ones and, you know, the big one in my inside is still big and huge and awesome, but I put some succulents, like mixed them in a pot and they're all, and I'm like, look at, like, I'm into this. Like, I'm into these plants. Like, I care for them. I enjoy them. And I'm like, and I like having them. I like having plants. I like them. I don't like dying plants. I don't like when they're, it's like when I had a fish tank and they would die. I'm like, I don't want to have this glass here, come over here and watch these fish die live. I'm like, I don't want that. So, but when they're vibrant and they're growing and they're getting bigger, like the ones outside has been growing mad. And I'm like, I just dig it. And I came in, I'm like, I'm going to talk about Water Wednesday on my podcast. So to me, to end this episode, the reward of being present is kind of that. Like, oh, I'm going to record a podcast. Oh, let me just water the plants. Oh, hey. And I have this whole moment that I come in and I write down on a sticky note because it moved me. It touched me. It affected me. I thought about it. I was aware about it. I knew how I got there. I knew what it represented. I knew what it meant. And I don't know if I'd ever shared like how much I have enjoyed taking care of these plants. But I'm like, you know, to me, that's a present thing. Like you're sitting there watering a plant and you're right there. You know, oh, let me quick throw water on these because I got to go with this. Da, 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 da. No, you're sitting there like, you know, you're in that moment and you're connected with that plant. And there's, you know, the ones outside and the ones inside and the new ones I have. And I like being me. I'll say that. So I hope you hit the ground in 2024 running and you're moving forward. And I hope you're deeming yourself worthy of doing things, little things, consistently, because it builds and it grows and you get better and then you feel better, and then you want to like challenge yourself because you understand that's how you grow, and then you do challenge yourself and you do experience growth, and then you feel this higher level of clarity and you start going, okay, I did this. You start taking ownership and go, well, if I did this, maybe I can do it again. Maybe I can continue doing it. Maybe it's sustainable. And then you start thinking, well, what is possible? I've done this. I've gotten this far. This is how I've grown. You know, I look back at 2020 going, best year ever. And I'm like, shh, no, 2023, best year ever. All I think about is like, that's not stopping. And that's my life. That's my vista. That's my perspective. That's my success. You are worth it. Welcome to your Pro You moment. Stoked you're here, as always. Happy New Year. First Pro You moment to 2024. Let's do this. Begin to control, as always, that which we can. It already feels good, doesn't it? Seated on the floor, legs folded if you can, eyes closed, neutral neck. Shoulders over the hips, navel tucked into the spine. I'm going to draw the inhale through the nose. Allow the exhale out the mouth. I'm going to keep them slow. Keep that rhythm nice and tight. Stay focused. Stay connected, mind and body. Anything else, enter space between your ears. Kindly, calmly, ask it to leave. Return to your breath. Do this to the best of your ability for 180 seconds. I will let you know when time is up. You may begin now. Thank you. First one done, son. Bravo. Well done. I hope that felt good. I hope you own that moment. Now you get to own that feeling after that moment. I hope after each episode you feel a little better. Just one little strand, one little nugget, one little bit of experience that I shared resonated with you, and you took that. And you know, it's all you need, because you can build on that. And that's the whole deeming yourself worthy thing. And that's the whole moving forward thing. Deem yourself worthy to make these choices. Choose this way to respond. Reap the rewards of that effort. Be consistent. Grow. Evolve. Vibrate higher. Gain clarity. Gain perspective. Live the life you never thought possible. Come to my well by the water I sail. I appreciate you. Peace and God bless.